This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll get another snapshot of the U.S. economy this morning when the Fed publishes its Labor Market Conditions Index for the month of April. The new data follows Friday's news that the unemployment rate dropped to 4.4% last month, near a 10-year low. The relatively new index out today is meant to give a more complete picture of the jobs market. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
The Labor Market Conditions Index is a summary of 19 different indicators, including the big ones, the monthly job numbers and unemployment rate, plus average weekly hours and wages, how many people are quitting their jobs or taking new ones. Economist Carola Binder at Haverford College says the index is highly correlated with changes in the unemployment rate.
Which means that that index is not really telling you anything different than the unemployment rate would be telling you.
But it was useful 3 years ago, according to Lakshman Achithan with the Economic Cycle Research Institute. Unemployment was falling quickly, but wage growth hadn't picked up yet. He says the new index helped support the Fed's case for not raising interest rates.
It served a purpose at the time to say the labor market is not as tight as the falling unemployment rate suggests.
Now the Fed is raising rates. The indicator is still considered experimental. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.